I'm just wondering if we have our top wide receivers, are we scoring touchdowns in the red zone there?
I don't know. Maybe run some plays with the reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week. What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show following today's defeat to the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm James, and I'm your host, and joining me this week is Scott, Wesley, Jason, and Ben, although he hasn't actually said anything yet since we've been on for 10 minutes, but I'm assuming he's there. I'm just going to jump straight into it this week. We need to talk about the supposed strength of this team, the defense. What the hell was wrong today with the tackling?
Everything, but if I had to choose,
so many missed tackles. Yes, we were missing Lattimore this week, but he isn't responsible for Bradley Roby having grease on his gloves and not being able to tackle anyone. Chris Harris got picked on. Joe Burrow to Tyler Boyd, not T. Higgins. Pass rush, not finishing sacks. Bullshit roughing call on DeMario. We're going to talk about it all, but I think we do need to start on the defense. What the hell is going on?
We're not very good. We're down some men. They definitely picked on Harris, but the defensive line is healthy outside of Peyton Turner, who's a nobody anyway. And you know, we got a couple sacks. We had that one drive where we had two sacks, but we're, you know, Onyemata's MIA, and we miss so many tackles. We miss so many tackles. Matthew looks fucking washed, like he's done. And so many opportunities, and I know that Burrow is a great scrambler and whatnot. Missed tackles on Burrow, missed tackles on receivers, and that happened last week too. We're not very good. Would you say our coaching could be suspect as well?
This looked like the first game of the season for a team that did not play any of their starters in the preseason, and like where nobody could tackle. And I mean, and it's weird because we've gotten 5 weeks of fumbling because it doesn't look like that we tackled in the preseason or anybody was used to contact. And now here we are in week 6, not being able to wrap people up and tackle and finish. It's certainly concerning. And there just gets to be, I think there's a clear point. I mean, we'll kind of get detailed on all this. I think that I can clearly say, I think that, you know, we lost this game because of bad tackling. We lost this game because of poor red zone offense. And we lost this game because of poor red zone defense. Like all three of those things are true. And if any of them had been different, we win this game. But all three of those individually can be alone the reason. That makes me wonder about the leadership of the team. And I just want to say, we were missing our top three wide receivers today. I don't think we lost the game because of those three wide, because of their replacements. Now, would we have done better with our top three wide receivers? Yes. Did we lose because of what Keith Kirkwood and Traquan Smith did and Juwan Johnson did? Absolutely not. We did not lose because those three guys were there. We did enough to win this game. And then in those three areas that I talked about, we lost it because of bad tackling. We went 1-for-5 on red zone offense and we allowed them to go 3-for-3.
I mean, we had a good offensive game plan, and it worked for most of the game. And then we had that last possession with 3.5 minutes where we didn't need to run out the clock. We needed first downs to end the game. We needed first downs, and then they got conservative, and it fucked us. If we would have done what we had done earlier in the game and get a first down or maybe two first downs, the game's over. So we had a great game plan, and we executed pretty well the whole game until the end.
It was so obvious what was going to happen there. You knew we were going to go 3 and out and punt it. It's just so obvious. And the punt itself was just,
I mean, it was unfortunate. He had punted well all game. And he had the one game where we didn't need him to shank it. He fucking shanked it. And like, that's what we get for playing fucking conservative.
But yeah, he just knew it was going to happen. As soon as he got the ball back, he just knew we were going to go conservative, punt it, and they're going to get the ball back and win it. I thought they'd win it by a field goal, but Chase got the touchdown. And yeah, like, you know, I went into this game with zero expectations, so I'm not too mad. Like, is what it is.
I didn't expect to win, but then we were winning the entire game. We were winning the entire game, but you knew we had too many field goals. You know, we were moving the ball, and then we had to settle for field goals. And yes, we had the lead, but I mean, we couldn't stop them on third down. They were like 6 for 10 on third down. You know, they were scoring touchdowns. We were kicking field goals.
We led today for more minutes than we've led for the entire season. So just in this one game, we were in the lead more than we have been for the entire season.
We actually scored in the first quarter. We scored a touchdown in the first quarter.
Sorry, the overall game plan, that's okay. No worries. The overall game plan was good, except when we got into the red zone. And I don't know if we have one or two of our starting wide receivers that we don't score in the red zone. But, you know, it just seems
that's
like,
where your quality comes in. Your quality mm-hmm. comes in there, the red mm-hmm. zone.
You know, it worked. And then all of a sudden, you know, like Jason said, that last drive, we go conservative. Did Taysom even get a play on that last drive?
No.
I don't recall.
I don't even think he was on the field.
Don't think he was on the field.
Which is crazy.
I mean,
he played yeah, so well. I mean, and look, he even threw some pass. Like, we did what we wanted him to do. He came in and it wasn't automatic rushes. He threw a few passes today and it worked. It kept him off
guard.
He
woefully underthrew Kevin White on that attempt for a touchdown in the third quarter.
Back shoulder fade post. It's a Taysom special.
I mean, sure, but at least we threw it so that, hey, look, later on in the game, they weren't necessarily going to totally commit to the run.
I mean, Taysom on his five. Scott, was it you said he had four carries or five carries for 39 yards? Four carries for 39 yards, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Seven and a half yards a carry.
Five for 39.
There you go.
7.8 yards a carry.
Yeah. And we just,
and I mean, how do you,
went away
you need
from
a first
again.
Down. I don't understand why you don't have him in the game when you need
at,
to get right,
at least have him on the field. Even if you don't give him to him, put him on the fucking field.
Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, we saw what the speed of Shaheed did on that one carry that he had, and then we didn't go back to him the rest of the game.
Even if you're not going to hand him the ball again or throw him the ball, put him in and throw him in motion. Because three people are going to run with him going, oh, my God, they're going to give him the ball again. I don't even know if he played another offensive snap after that. And if he did, it was just lined out all to the edge, just standing still, ready to run. I mean,
I saw him in on – so he was targeted on that pass from Dalton where I can't tell whether he ran in and he should have ran out or Dalton threw the wrong.
I think that Dalton's reaction was, damn it, I missed him.
Right,
So, not why did this guy that's never played an NFL game run the wrong route? I don't think it was that.
And then there was the touchdown where he ran 44 yards and wasn't touched. That was an insane play.
Yeah, and then we don't. There's a way you can watch that play and go like, "Oh, he broke four tackles," but nope, none of them touched him.
Nope, did not.
There was
get
four
touched.
People in position to have a tackle broken.
And again,
that guy once he does that, especially that early in the game, you either figure out a way just to put the ball in his hands in the most ridiculous way possible, just getting the ball. I mean, even if you run the exact same sweep again, do something, but. If you're not going to do that, you use him. I mean, he is a clear like decoy now.
You can't tell me
if he didn't went streaking across the field that like everybody wouldn't lean to that side of the field going, oh my God, we got to get over there and trap him out of bounds.
I mean, the play that he scored the touchdown on was really good.
It was great.
The whole defense bit on the run to the left, didn't they? And did not mm-hmm. expect well, little.
And you could see the speed that he has on that play. I mean, he was running away from people.
Well, let's be clear. The Saints had plans for him. We gave him $222,000 when we knew we did not have a roster spot for him. He got the Saints special of injured in the preseason, which was going to have him. It's clear what the plan was. He was going to be on IR this entire year. Deontay Hardy was going to go somewhere else, demanding his contract. And then Rashid Shaheed is our returner slash speedy receiver. The Deontay injury allowed Shaheed to return a little early, but like you can see why we paid him so much for a position that we don't have on our team. It makes sense.
Yeah. No, it does. It does. So to the offense then, the run game was good. You know, we ran the ball really well. Yeah, Wesley's
even Ingram looked pretty decent running the ball. I mean,
yeah, Ingram looked okay.
Yeah, you know, Ingram had some good runs today, but you know, there was a report that came out before the game that Dalton had a chance to cement the QB1 spot. Has he blown his chance?
Well, he shouldn't. Look, he's serviceable. He can win games, but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm thinking into the future. Like, Dalton's clearly not the future. Can he do enough this year to get a wild card game? Probably, if we can play better defense. But overall, like, where does that get you? Then you're obviously, we wouldn't come back with, I mean, if Dalton plays the rest of the year, we wouldn't bring Jameis back, right? We'd have to totally find a new quarterback, which I still think they should do anyway. But
yeah, I don't think either one of them is the
so it's either. And look, it's like I said in our little text group, it's like Jameis, he has a higher ceiling, he also has a lower floor. But do you risk, like, hey, look, let's see what he can do? Because if you're trying to figure out moving forward, do you think he can be a guy going forward? If you don't, then sure, play Dalton the rest of the year and just discard Jameis and we move on. But is there any thought that Jameis could still be the guy?
For me, I think Dalton gets Thursday night, and you make a decision from there when you've got the sort of mini bye. I give him Thursday night, short week. I give him Thursday night. He didn't do enough to say, oh, we need to get Jameis in straight away now. Like, I think you give him Thursday night, in my opinion.
I think that they're going to wait till Jameis is healthy. If Jameis is healthy on Thursday, Jameis is playing. I think we were told after the game that Jameis was active today, but not because he was healthy. It was because we had to put 48 people on the roster. And so I think that even if something happened with Dalton, Taysom would have become the quarterback today.
Yeah.
Jameis was not playing unless it was a true emergency situation. But Jason, I mean, I've generally agreed with that statement that,
You're a Jameis guy.
But I've agreed with the statement that Dalton probably has a slightly higher floor than Jameis. Today shakes that for me, because Andy Dalton was 17 of 32 and he averaged 5.1 yards per reception. 5.1 yards per reception has nothing to do with who their wide receivers were. If Michael Thomas in there, he's still averaging 5.1 yards per reception by just throwing those short passes. We heard in the preseason that Andy Dalton threw way more interceptions than Jameis because he was taking risks and getting the ball downfield and all. I'm not saying he needs to do that every play, but there's none of that. And then, like, the two biggest things, Andy Dalton played an okay average.
He played an okay game. Like, he didn't make mistakes. He played okay. You know, he was throwing to third and fourth, or fourth and fifth and sixth string receivers. It didn't seem like he was bad, but again, it's like James, we have more potential with Jameis. Now, again, we also have more potential to be really bad with him, but we have potential to be a lot better with him as well.
What I was going to say is that on the last drive, Andy Dalton did the two times this game, the two things that Jameis got killed for all year. One, he took a sack and just held the ball on the one play of the game where you cannot be sacked.
Yep.
I think Traquan was wide open in the middle. We saw it in the seats. Yep. We're like, Traquan was open. We saw it. It's like, look, Traquan's open. Just throw it to him. But he was focused. It's crazy. In looking at the replay, he was focused on Kevin White, which is something you never want to hear.
He also, the other thing that everybody was killing Jameis for this year, on second and three to start the drive, he has a clear scramble where he's going to get 6 or 7 yards, and he just stops and throws the ball out of bounds.
We saw the same
thing.
And
again, you completely change the play calling from there, because now it's third and three, and you're terrified to go fourth and three because the whole game's on that one play. He just needs to get up and get the first down. At that point, it's a minute and 43 left with three timeouts. There's just run and get the first down.
Yep.
And again, he doesn't run and get the first down, but then he throws for a 3-yard pass to get the first down that keeps the clock going anyway. So his decision-making on those two plays, now again, he didn't do it the entire game, but those are the exact two plays that Jameis got crushed for this year, which taking the sack when he should have got rid of the ball and then not running for the first down. And Andy Dalton did it at the worst time of the game and season.
Yeah, I mean, on the Dalton versus Winston thing, I'd like to see Andy Dalton with the full wide receiver corps just to see what he could do with Thomas, Landry, and Olave, but I don't think he's going to get the chance.
I will say what kind of what I want to see it too. I got the feeling after today that we'd probably get really similar numbers to that today, except he'd have a few more receptions because at the end there, we did have two drops. By what, Kamara's not catching the ball as good this year. Something going on there, which is weird. He had a couple of drops.
Kamara
today.
One did get tipped on that drive. So the pass to him on first down did get tipped. It was why it went behind him slightly. But the Callaway one was in his hands and it hit the floor, and that can't happen.
And proud of Kirkwood and Traquan Smith both fought for balls and caught very difficult balls today.
I mean, look, they did everything we could have asked from them.
Good, 100%.
Knowing who they are, they did everything we could have asked from them.
Juwan Johnson, 4 catches. I mean, there's a bunch of good.
You know, I mean, like we had some good play. Like I said, we did enough. We did enough. We were in control. It was that second to last drive where we went full conservative. Where no, we need first downs to win the game. Go win the game. Go win the game.
At halftime, I thought we were going to win the game. So at halftime, I thought we're doing enough here to win the game. We're going to keep ahead. We're going to run the ball. But the problem was we needed one of those three field goals. Is it three field goals in the second half? We needed one of those to be a touchdown.
To be a touchdown, yes.
Three short field goals from inside the red zone. Not 55-yard field goals.
No.
Three field goals from inside the red zone.
Yeah.
We need four of those to be a
touchdown. Field goals versus touchdowns get you beat all every time.
I think me and Scott posted the exact same thing at the exact same time in the group chat, didn't we? Field goals just ain't gonna cut it.
Hope y'all jinxed each other. Yeah. But y'all are still talking.
Well, I welcomed the part. I'd give him the old WTTP because I was first.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, I guess the good thing is at least I wasn't expecting a win. So even though we lost, like if I went in and this was a completely inferior team and we pulled this shit off, I'd be a lot more upset. I was more upset at all the LSU gear I saw today. So goddamn frustrating. And I was going to say,
was there a lot of it?
Yes, there was. And just, you know, it's like fuck you. Like
to
I'm
be
sorry.
Fair, those people seem to be yelling and cheering for the Saints and making noise while Burrow's there. I think that they might have paid respect with their jersey, but still attacked him with, you know, and cheered for the Saints. It sound the dome sounded really good.
The
dome has been really good.
An LSU shirt as, you know, or an LSU hat as a thanks, but then getting out there and screaming the whole time that he's on offense. I wouldn't do it, but I could see that being open.
I mean, look, again, if this was 27-year-old me, I would have yelled a lot of these assholes. Like I even saw a dude wearing an LSU Burrow jersey and a Saints hat. Like, dude, go fuck yourself. I was like, go fuck yourself, dude. Just don't.
He deserved some abuse hurled his way, Jason. And I'm disappointed that you didn't.
Look, I've been screaming this for a long time. Even just random when we're not playing LSU players. If anybody who wears an LSU hat to a Saints game, it just doesn't make sense to me because you never see it the other way. You never see a Saints shirt in an LSU game. There was one time I wore a Dome Patrol podcast shirt to a Saints game. And people were giving me looks and people were calling me out on it. I was like, dude, y'all do it all the time at the Saints game. Go fuck yourself. I'm like, dude, well, yeah.
Next time I go to an LSU game, I'm wearing a Tyrann Mathieu Saints jersey.
Do it. Do it. You're going to get dirty looks because LSU fans, look, I like LSU. LSU fans are fucking assholes. They are. And I'm a half and half
scarf.
I definitely saw a half and half Bengals LSU jersey today.
So Jason, so you're saying I'm an asshole, Jason? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, look, I'm an LSU fan too.
On behalf of Jason, by saying yes is the answer to that.
I mean, we'll see. The next time you come to the dome, if you wear an LSU hat, yes, you are an asshole.
Maybe the last time I'll mention him today, but throughout his career, for all the things that are said about Jameis and interceptions he throw, and even in his worst season, he has been the best red zone quarterback for scoring. In the NFL for multiple years on a day when we went 1-for-5. And again, I'm not saying he should have started. I know he's not healthy, but on a day when we went 1-for-5 in the red zone, one more touchdown might've been important in this game.
It is pretty crazy that despite losing today, we're only a game out of first place in the division.
It's absolutely. And that's what, like I'd had somebody text me saying, well, that's it. There goes the season. I'm like, somebody's going to have to win the NFC South.
Well, I mean, you're like,
there is somebody making the playoffs out of the NFC South.
I mean, like, that is the gift. Like, the NFC is so bad. The NFC South is so bad. Like, you can theoretically go on a 3 or 4 game winning streak and be right there in first place of the division and take the division. So it's still there. Technically, it's still there. If you want to have hope, if you want to think positive, the division is still very winnable.
How did the NFC East go from the worst division in football to the best division in football in one year?
Insane. Insane.
Yeah. I mean, look, we've got a short turnaround. We're playing again on Thursday night. If somebody would have said you're going to win one and lose one from these two games, you'd have lost this one to win on Thursday night, wouldn't you? Because it's 100% a conference game.
I'd rather win an NFC game.
Now, am I saying we're going to win on Thursday night?
So they are going to get DeAndre Hopkins back, and we're still not going to have Lattimore.
Well, and but just the little bit of update that I can give is that with a minute 52 to left in the first half, the Cardinals are losing to the Seahawks 6-3. So, I mean, now again, whatever that means.
It means
the Cardinals have not been good.
The Cardinals are bad. Their coach sucks. The coach might get fired.
But you know what they do have? They do have a little quarterback that runs around and scrambles, and we're not really good with those. If we just want to
we are not.
He's no Marcus Mariota, but
he's going to cause some issues. So, and you know, some of the problem today was, like, especially on defense, because we had to pay so much attention to the receivers because we were so depleted in the secondary, it was easy for them to get 5-6 yards a carry. It was easy because we were playing the run. I mean, we're playing the pass. I get it. It was tough, and there were a lot of holes to run. But just I'm just so disappointed in our defensive line right now. I'm so disappointed. Onyemata is just. I guess because he's off the HGH, right? I mean, he's
let's be clear, they got 6.7 yards per carry today.
There was one really bad missed tackle by Onyemata today that just stood out.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, never mind. They were 5.4. We were 6.7.
Like 2 years ago, he was our best defensive lineman, and now he's just a nobody. Like, he is a nobody now.
Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
And we're not getting any turnovers. Like, I thought bringing in Honey Badger, no picks.
Look, we all bought into the hype. We did. We all bought in. All of us did. I mean, I didn't go 13-4 like James, but I was there at 12-5, 11-6.
We can't lose another game now for my record.
Right? No, that's it. The good news is you're still mathematically alive. But it's we all bought in, and for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked out. I don't know. We got two defensive coordinators. Our defensive line sucks. Our linebacker play has been good with Werner and Davis.
I mean, how bad of an angle did he take to Jamar Chase when Chase scored that last touchdown? I mean, like, Honey Badger had the sideline too. He could have easily, you know, at least knocked him out of bounds, and he just took a horrible angle.
He's washed. Yeah. It's simple as that. He's washed. I mean, look, there's a reason Kansas City didn't have any qualms about letting him go.
No one really gave him a contract.
We did.
Everyone said, everyone said it was a price sticking point.
That's not true.
The Eagles were desperately trying to get him, and he turned down other visits with he got. Now we're getting way off base of stuff that happened. We're trying to rewrite the history. He had multiple teams calling him. He was disappointed, and he did want to go back to Kansas City. So, he didn't go back there, but we're right on that one. The rest of that's there was multiple teams trying to sign him, and we're willing to offer him deals.
Yeah, but anyway, that's not an instant reaction to the game.
Definitely not.
No, that's a main show point. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say on today?
Yeah, I'll say one thing, and James, I think you're going to disagree with me, but I don't think Chris Harris had that bad of a game. He had 8 tackles, but the receptions that he gave up were 4 to 6 yard catches, and he was tackling the person right then. He didn't have I expected him to get picked on for 20 yard gains. He hasn't played a game in a while and hasn't been with our team very long, for just coming in being like, hey, play the slot. Good luck. You're not going to have safety help. I was fine with what he did. I think that's probably as bad a game as he could have. It would only get better. But the fact that he made 8 tackles, he was right there on guys.
But like watching like their game plan, they didn't go deep a lot at all. It was all short routes, but guys were always open. I mean, it was an easy 6-7 yard pass every time.
They almost had the same game plan we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burrow was doing the old Drew Brees thing of getting rid of the ball in 2.3 seconds. And I know we go back and we'll say that it looks like our defensive line did not get to him. Our three sacks were from linebackers, two from Davis and one from Ellis. I don't think our defensive line did as bad as that'll accept. I think that Joe Burrow did a great job of getting rid of the ball really fast. And in general, that was going to stop them for short gains, but then we weren't tackling people. So those went for long gains, but the passes he was completing weren't down the field.
Hardly at all. No, I expected him to go deep more often and they didn't. It was all routes that they were able to get. And
without Lattimore, I really Roby and Adebo. I mean, even the catch on Adebo for the touchdown, he's right there touching the ball.
That's a tight window. It was
a good pass, good catch, good receiver.
And again, it's what you saw there. T. Higgins dropped the ball, but in general, you saw their receivers just going like, I'm going to be a good receiver. I'm going to go get this ball. Ja'Marr Chase caught multiple balls that were challenged. I mean, he looked great today. And of course, he missed an easy touchdown at the goal line that he probably should have caught. But I mean, great throws and great catches will always beat great defense. But our guys were there, and like there wasn't a lot of, our yards after the catch were on missed tackles, not because there was nobody around them.
That's what I was going to say, because Burrow ended up with exactly 300 yards today, didn't he? But a lot of that, I mean, at least 60 of it came on Ja'Marr Chase's touchdown in that put them in the lead for the first time. We've not been blown out.
Yeah, if you'd have told me that Ja'Marr Chase was going to have six catches for 62 yards, I'm taking that. And without the long 60-yard touchdown, that's what he had, was six catches for 62 yards. And then you got Boyd with six catches for 66. I'm taking either one of those and both together all day long.
So, Wesley, can we just have a maximum damage check, please?
he also had six catches, only 47 yards.
But okay. Six catches were very important. They kept him on the field. They kept their drives going.
It was on 10 targets, so he was not especially efficient. 13 yards is his longest catch.
Hey, look, without him, maybe we win the game.
With him, we would have maybe won the game.
With him, we lost the game.
No, I'm saying with him on our team. With him.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Yeah. Yeah, I would have much rather him. I mean, the fact that Kevin White was on the field today, it's just that's just where we were. It sucks. That's where we are.
But here it is. Had that been Jameis Winston throwing the touchdown ball to Kevin White, that was a touchdown.
Kevin White. Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people are still going to be calling for Andy Dalton to start. And I'm like, you know what? Look, if James is healthy, give him the ball, because I know it. Look, this season is a lost season. At least Jameis gives us the opportunity to exceed expectations. Now, we can definitely be a lot worse. We can definitely finish 4-13.
And that's what Triplett was telling us. At least Jameis Winston gives you the opportunity to drive 85 yards in three plays. Mm-hmm. At least he gives you the opportunity to come back if you're down by 17. I don't see that with – I mean, we're supposed to have this great defense and not be down by 17.
Well, I mean,
we need the opportunities to.
So maybe that's what Michael Thomas is waiting for Jameis to come back. He might be.
Me and Michael Thomas have been on the same page in a while.
You know,
I'm not going to say so. I'm not going to say.
I mean, look, Michael Thomas has definitely been an asshole. Now, I guess if he's got turf toe, I don't know. Everybody's getting turf toe. We just installed this brand new turf. And then everybody gets hurt. Everybody has toe injuries. Look, I really thought
Michael
that Troutman
got injured in Carolina. So,
whatever. He still plays. Well,
No, he didn't. He did get. He got injured against Tampa Bay, didn't he? Week two.
Yeah, that's right. He did. That's right. But yeah, when Troutman went down, I couldn't believe that wasn't just a popped Achilles. He was just coming across and just went down with no contact.
He got rolled up on in the Taysom run the play before. That's what his injury was.
But why did he come back? And then they brought him back. And then he got hurt again.
He came out of his set, didn't he? And then tried to run in motion and was just clearly not able to.
But then he was warming up, and then we brought him back in the first series in the third quarter, and he gets hurt the first fucking play. It's like, don't bring him back in, assholes. What are you doing, Dr. Nick? Like, look, I get it. It's injuries. Some of these weird injuries are fluky. Like Lattimore's injury is just fluky. But it's a pattern of fucking injury, so I'm going to call it out for what the fuck's going on. What the fuck is going on with our injuries? Because we're always injured the last, what, 2 years, 3 years?
There's only two more injured teams this week than the
right.
Saints.
We're always injured. No matter how they got injured, we're always fucking injured. Is there just bad juju?
Can we get a study that if gumbo is bad for your ligaments?
They're not eating gumbo. I mean, maybe they're eating fucking Chipotle. I don't know.
Beignets.
Is raising lobster bad for your ligaments? Lobster.
Right. They need to eat more red beans. Shout out Snow Like John. They need to eat more red beans. But, man, sitting in the stands as we're going on, it's like, just somebody beat Eli Apple. Somebody burn Eli Apple. That's what I wanted to see.
We burned him. We couldn't throw a pass to him.
I wanted to see that more than anything, was to him get fucking toasted for a touchdown. That's all I wanted from today's game. To him get burned.
Yeah, I mean, Rashid Shaheed did a pretty good job of burning him on that touchdown play, but obviously that's a running play rather than a pass play.
There's also the one where Dalton threw it outside and he went inside.
Oh yeah, yeah, he had him beat and
absolutely killed him.
I don't know if it was a miscommunication, the throw was outside, yeah. He was inside, but he had him.
Well,
that was back to the house.
I think you said, didn't you, Wesley, that it looked like Dalton's reaction said that it was on him rather than on the receiver.
Well, that's what happens when you have to put your faith in Andy Dalton. That's where we are.
True.
Man, I was telling somebody today, it's like, man, I miss Drew Brees. I miss him so much.
Wait, but hold
Drew
on.
Drew ain't coming
you
back.
You have to be specific. You missed 2011 and 2015.
I miss having Drew Brees a quarterback where no matter what else happens, we have a chance with this guy. Yeah, it's definitely not 19 and 20 Brees.
You got 19 and 20 Brees today.
Yeah, to be fair, today Drew Brees goes 28 for 32, but still 5.1 yards per reception. But we win.
Yeah, but we win. Right. Like I miss him.
One positive from the offense: no fumbles.
There was. Well,
he was down by contact.
He was down for sure.
So, Andrews Peak got hurt. Do we know what that was? Was it another?
Yeah, he
concussion?
Went out in the third quarter, didn't he?
Hopefully, it wasn't another concussion.
I think he's
It looked like it was either his chest or shoulder. He held a guy to the right, and then went the other way. He pushed him with his left hand, and he was holding like his left chest slash front of his shoulder.
Yeah,
area.
I couldn't tell what it was. I just knew holy shit.
Didn't he have a pec injury last year? He had a pec injury last year or the year before. So I mean, I don't know what side it was to or anything like that.
Okay. Just countless injuries.
It's like, man, we need Penning back.
And I know he's a bit of a boo boy, but another good game from Cesar Ruiz, from what I could see.
Yep. He's definitely doing good on with the run blocking and moving around, and we didn't see anything crazy from the interior pressure.
No.
At least that's a positive. We needed it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, our only sack of the day was the big one at the end that made it third and 17, fourth and 17.
Oh,
man. The only sack of the day for them. Which I expected Hendrickson and Hubbard to actually give us problems.
Shitty roughing the passer call on Demario Davis.
It was definitely a shitty call, but with everything that's going on with that penalty this year, you got to know just
Jason. I think that if you would have been at home watching on TV and seen the replay, you would be agreeing. It was. I don't know how many times they showed it in the dome. It was a really bad call.
I mean, they did like it's yeah. I agree. It was like it was just a like because he threw. I mean, he threw the ball and.
But it was Demario's chest.
Yes,
in contact with his shoulder.
I agree. Like, you're right. It wasn't the head. I agree. It was a shitty call. It was 100% shitty call. It shouldn't have happened. But knowing the environment that we're in now with these roughing the passer calls, it's tough. Like it's tough to tell the defender, look, you're going full bore at him.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And I get it. I think it was because Burrow like was throwing it away. If he actually made like a real throw, I think it would have been fine because he was basically giving up and throwing away. I think that's
Burrow took that extra split second. If he didn't take that extra split second, then you know. But
the rule is that if the QB takes one step after throwing the ball, it's a roughing the passer penalty. But he had not even finished his throwing motion when Demario hit him.
No,
it was bullshit. And then there was the penalty later where it should have been interference. You know, when Dalton kind of threw it away and Kamara got decked. Like once the ball was still in the air and Kamara got decked, that's technically interference.
That is so they said on the TV, if the quarterback's outside of the pocket, a defensive back can hit a wide receiver before the ball is thrown and not get
the ball. But it wasn't. He made the contact. The ball was
high. I agree, but I'm just saying that's the explanation they gave on the television.
It is. Yeah, you're right. They did give that.
But that, I think, because he was throwing it away, that's why they didn't call it. If he'd actually thrown it at him, maybe they'd have thrown it.
Well, I think Dalton thought he was throwing it to get the pass, because Breeze used to do that, like, oh, pass interference, I'm going to throw the ball in that direction. I think that Dalton thought he was doing it because he immediately was pointing with his other hand. Again, I mean, it's just
right. I mean, look, that's not the reason we lost, but it's
no, it's not.
But obviously, we're going to call out bullshit penalties because the NFL sucks.
At least going to say it. This was through 55 minutes of the game, by far the best game that Gillikin has had this year. He looked like he was back, and then he had the worst punt of his career.
And then he shanked it.
Punt of his career.
At the worst time.
And again, hey, I don't know if it matters, because then it just changes the 60-yard touchdown into a 90-yard touchdown. So, I mean. Yeah.
It was just a micro. Like I said, it was a microcosm, because when we were so fucking conservative on that drive, I was like, that's what we get. That's what we get for being pussies, because that's what we were.
That's what we were
on that drive.
There is a real problem. We brought it up a couple weeks ago. There's a real problem with the Saints calling run plays on 2nd and 10. Like, it is a problem.
Yep.
And we're not getting anywhere, because we're doing a whole lot of 3rd and 9. And let's be clear that even when we're healthy right now with either one of our quarterbacks, 3rd and 9's not for us.
No.
But today with Andy Dalton, 3rd and 9's, he averages 5.1 yards per reception. 3rd and 9's not, you're not getting first downs.
3rd and 9's not for us, but 4th and 17 sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. 4th and 17's great. Yeah. It's just, yeah, you know, like I said, I didn't expect to win, but it's frustrating because that's the first,
I went into this like in a good mood, because I had no expectations, like whatever happens. And I could see like a route to us, like having a fun, goofy game and winning. And then I watched the game, and we should have won the game.
We should have won.
I feel like poor performance with tackling, and then I'm going to say poor play calling. I mean, I don't know if I'm smart enough with play calling to call up to me what looked like weird play calling at the wrong time. I feel like we lost this game that was in our hands. We were leading, 57 minutes of the game?
Yeah, yeah. We were in control of the game.
Whenever we scored our first touchdown, 53 minutes of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dome was there, man. The dome was loud. That's the one thing. The dome has been loud every game. You can't fault the dome for anything, despite all the fucking LSU assholes.
It's been good. You can tell on TV it's good. Yeah. The last couple of years, you could tell on TV it was bad.
Yeah. We're here. We're ready to go.
Yeah. So does anybody have any final thoughts?
Go Pelicans. It's funny. I yelled that. We were walking down the ramps.
Listen to the Pelican Plunge, everybody, by the way.
I yelled go
Pelicans yesterday.
I yelled go Pelicans and people laughed. It was funny.
Scott, anything from you?
LSU game was good yesterday.
It's always good to beat Florida.
Tulane's in the top 25.
Tulane is ranked. Look at that. Look at Tulane.
And bowl eligible.
Look at Tulane.
So Tennessee Tulane game ranked higher than LSU then.
Alabama lost. That's a good weekend.
Yeah, LSU lost
that top Tennessee, 25. That Tennessee
will be,
game
will
is
be
mad.
After next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama. Yep. Alabama, what, eighth? Are they eighth? Were they eighth? Sixth?
Is that how far back they dropped?
I think
they were
sixth.
They were third
before the loss. They already fell down to third.
Okay.
Tennessee's up at third.
Okay. Behind Ohio State, Georgia, I guess.
Yeah, there is an NFL team that's figuring it out, and a quarterback who's making some improvements. So LSU up to 5-2 now. Ole Miss is number 7 and coming into Death Valley next week.
That's a big game next week, 2:30.
It's going to be a big game.
Yeah, 2:30 game, that, isn't it? Yeah.
And, is that going to be on TV for you guys over there?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, because that's the big CBS game. So that'll be a big game. 8:30 your time. You can actually watch it.
I would imagine that will be the game that's on next week.
Okay.
And Ole Miss has played, I mean, to be fair, they've played a lot of crap teams. They played Troy and Central Arkansas and Tulsa and Vanderbilt. Their 7-0 is a little bit weird. They've played Kentucky and a couple of teams, but this is not if LSU plays the way they did on Saturday, this is a game they can win. So I need Death Valley to be a big, loud, crazy crowd, and maybe Jack Besh to not be a punt returner.
Don't put him back to return kicks.
Wear your Saints jersey to Death Valley.
Yes. Somebody wear a Saints jersey to Death Valley. I just want to see. Then take a picture. I know you won't, but somebody do it. It'd be awesome if you do.
Yeah.
Because they all do it. They all do it in our dome. And they have no qualms about doing that.
It doesn't look like the LSU games are island over here next week.
Oh, well. Okay. So, Jason, anything final from you?
Look, I'm just – I said I hope we win, but, you know, y'all, everybody knows where I stand. I hope we win, but losses aren't the worst thing.
Wesley?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things that will can sound super homerish, but we're in a terrible division, and – our losses have been self-inflicted. This team, I mean, we're going to say it again. This team could be 6-0.
Yep.
Now, this team could be 0-6, but every single game we have been within one score or winning in the fourth quarter. So our worst game was the game against the Panthers, and they're the worst team in the NFL possibly. So there is a route to fixing this. And I mean, it's not crazy to say we could win our division. The things we're doing are self-inflicted. We can, whether it's coaching or weird play calling, we can stop the things we're doing. We have enough of a veteran team to fix the things that are causing us to lose.
I don't know that we can overcome the coaching.
I don't have faith in the coaching staff to fix it. Yes, we
I'm
can.
Not saying I have faith in it, but I'm just saying it's not out of the realm of possibility season.
Well, I mean, theoretically, it's possible. Theoretically, I could win the lottery tomorrow, but
again,
not
you just keep looking at our upcoming schedule the rest of the year. We're playing teams. The good teams we're playing are struggling and bad. I mean, we've got a schedule that makes sense. And again, we really could be 6-0. We really could be 0-6. We probably deserve to be 3-3.
Like Triplett said, we deserve our record. We deserve our 2-4 record.
We've got to win Thursday night.
Have to. You can't lose to a shitty Arizona team. You can't.
No.
Mobile quarterback. That's new stuff.
Okay, last one. Ben, any final thoughts?
Zero expectations coming into this game. Just happy that the fumbling issues seem to get a little bit better this week. Just kind of keep building on that, get players healthy, and... go Thursday night.
Moral victory. We didn't fumble the ball. I like it. Right, that's all the show we have for you this week. So thanks for listening and downloading from all of your favorite places to get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. Hoot out, everyone.
Bye-bye, LSU asshole donkeys.
Good night, Hoot Nation.
Goodbye, Andy Dalton. Cast out, buried.